Every time I visited my grandfather's house, I learned something new. It wasn't intended that way, but that's just how things always worked out. I spent my childhood in a house on the far edge of the post-war suburbs. Grandpa lived down the road on a little farm that he worked day in and day out. I walked down to see him practically every day, and he always had something new to show me. A chicken hatching out of an egg. An old cat dying. Bees gathering nectar from a flower. He even showed me how to pollinate flowers with tiny paintbrushes, and I spread pollen with a verve that little kids exude and grandparents appreciate. One day, as I was heading down toward Grandpa's farm, I had the distinct sensation that I was being followed. I turned around and saw this monstrous dog loping up behind me. He may not have looked ferocious, but I was convinced that I was about to become his next meal. I was terrified, and I ran straight for the back door of Grandpa's house as fast as my legs could carry me. I ran up across the porch and yanked at the screen door and pushed the big door open and shut with a bang that brought Grandpa running to the kitchen to see what was the matter. He found me in a crying heap against the door, and he looked out the window. And then he said, "Big dog." I nodded and shivered at the thought of that monster chasing me down the road. And then Grandpa said, "Come on, I want to show you something about dogs." He reached out toward me. I placed my hand in his, and I felt immediately Grandpa's strength in the coarse skin of his fingers and confidence in the sureness of his grip. And it somehow breathed courage into my body. I stood up. Together we walked outside and down the porch steps, with the big dog trailing suspiciously behind. I wasn't sure what Grandpa had in mind, but I trusted him, and with my hand in his, I felt completely safe. Together we walked into the field by the house, near the pine woods where we had our picnics under the pine branches. We sat down in the high grass. Grandpa whispered in my ear, "Now just let that dog sniff at you. That's how he's going to get to know you. And you watch his tail. When he decides that you're friendly, he'll wave his tail high up in the air." I did what Grandpa said. I didn't take my eyes off that dog's tail. And I didn't breathe for a long time. The dog sniffed me up and down. And then, as if by magic, the tail lifted, just like Grandpa said, and it waved in the air like a flag on a windy day. And then Grandpa had me stick out my hand for the dog to sniff. So I did. And the dog licked it like the cows do to the salt licks. Then he said, "Now he's your friend forever." I was never afraid of dogs after that, but I've had lots of encounters with monsters in my life since then, many of them as an adult. Now, when I find a monster chasing me, I try to remember what my grandfather taught me that summer day. I sit myself down and let it sniff me. I watch and I wait. And the monster becomes my friend for life.